From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. BP is preparing to install a custom-made cap on the well that continues to gush oil into the Gulf of Mexico. BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, today said the attempt to plug the leak with mud and junk didn't work and suggested the company is worried.
This scares everybody, the fact that we can't make this well stop flowing. We haven't succeeded in that so far.
BP says it won't know for at least 4 days whether the new operation called Lower Marine Riser Package Cap succeeds. Meanwhile, the effort to control and contain the spill is about to get some help from a Northern California-based ocean research group. Capital Public Radio's Bob Hensley reports it's deployed a high-tech submersible robot to the Gulf of Mexico.
Although satellites and aircraft can help determine the size of the spill on the surface of the water off the Gulf Coast, an autonomous underwater vehicle developed by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute will help scientists understand the nature and extent of any oil plumes that may be hidden beneath the surface. Chris Scholin is the president of the institute.
The autonomous underwater vehicle is equipped with sensors and a water sampling device that will allow us to hopefully see the oil, but also to acquire water samples for retrieval and further analysis.
Engineers and scientists have been developing the robotic vehicle for nearly a decade. They added its water collection capacity a few years ago. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The first named storm of the Pacific hurricane season has slammed into the coast of Guatemala near the Mexican border and killed at least 5 people. Tropical storm Agatha is moving inland, lashing the region with torrential rains that are triggering mudslides. Guatemala has declared a state of emergency. Actor Dennis Hopper, famous for playing rebels on screen and being one in private life, has died after a battle with prostate cancer. He was 74. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports Hopper started acting in Hollywood at a young age and ended up having a varied career.
Hopper signed a contract with Warner Brothers Studios when he was 18. Early on, he appeared in classics Rebel Without a Cause and Giant, but he made a lasting contribution to Hollywood when he directed the iconic counterculture film Easy Rider in 1969, which made Jack Nicholson a star. Hopper would go on to make edgy films such as Apocalypse Now and Blue Velvet and television work, including commercials. His anti-establishment temperament was so legendary, he appeared in an ad campaign for Ameriprise Financial.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation is definitely not headed for bingo night.
Hopper was married 5 times and had 4 children. He died at his home in Venice, California, on Saturday. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is NPR. 4 military officers are being reprimanded for launching a drone missile strike on a truck convoy in Afghanistan last February that killed 23 civilians. The military has issued a report saying the order to attack the convoy was based on inaccurate information from drone operators and a flawed analysis of the situation by U.S. commanders. The White House says it's pleased that the president of Malawi has ordered the release of a gay couple sentenced to 14 years in prison. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the pardon follows intense international pressure.
The 2 men were arrested last December after celebrating their engagement, found guilty earlier this month, then sentenced to prison. But the U.S. called the decision unconscionable, joining a chorus of international condemnation of the sentence. Today, Malawi's president, Bingu Wa Mutharika, pardoned the couple and ordered their release after meeting with the U.N. Secretary General. But Mutharika says the men committed a crime and that he released them on humanitarian grounds. But, quoting here, "that doesn't mean I support this," he said. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says in a statement that the men aren't criminals, and Gibbs says the White House hopes the pardon marks a new day for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights in Malawi and around the globe. There are anti-gay rights in most African nations. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of demonstrators in Phoenix today protesting Arizona's new immigration law. They carried signs calling the law racist, and they're calling on the federal government to refuse to accept custody of people detained under the law, which cracks down on illegal immigrants. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.